Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
After they met, the apostles were meeting, and they said, well, we got to choose an apostle among us. And they had to be somebody who was baptized with John, by John the Baptist, who walked with Jesus, who had seen the resurrection of Jesus. And so they chose among themselves, you know the story, Matthias. And Paul said, well, people don't think I'm an apostle because I don't meet some of those qualifications. Well, Paul was converted much after the Lord's ascension. Remember that on the road to Damascus? And he surely wasn't baptized by John the Baptist, because John had been killed by Herod. But Paul often signed his letters, and time I had everyone marked, but I won't read them, from his epistles. He signed his letters at the very beginning, presenting himself as an apostle. 1 Corinthians 1:1. And you don't have to write these down. All you got to do is go to the very first of these epistles, and you're going to find in the very first verse, Paul, an apostle, or Paul called to be an apostle. In 1 Corinthians 1, in 1 Romans 1:1, his very first book he wrote that we find in the New Testament, Romans 1:1, 1 Corinthians 1:1, 2 Corinthians 1:1, Galatians 1:1, Ephesians 1:1, Colossians 1:1, sound like a broken record, don't it? 1 Timothy 1:1, 2 Timothy 1:1, Titus 1:1. Every one of them, he began those epistles, those letters, Paul, an apostle. Of course, Paul was, we see in Acts chapter 20, number 26, for those who are really following along, again, where Paul was on that road to Damascus, a great light appeared. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? You remember the rest of the story. Paul actually asked two questions. It was Saul at the time. Saul of Tarsus. He asked two questions. We read it as it's one, but really it's two questions. First question, who art thou, Lord? You remember reading that? Who are you, Lord? Is that you? Then the Lord addressed him. Why do you kick us against the, all that kind of stuff? Why? Then Paul said, Lord, notice the difference. Is that you, Lord? Is that really you? And then the next question was, Lord, a statement. Now, what will you have me to do? Paul was saved on sight on the road to Damascus. Nobody, by the way, Paul later says, I was saved as one out of season. He was pre-born. What did Paul mean by that? Only two people in all Scripture was saved by sight. We're saved by faith. Please don't raise your hand and say you've seen Jesus, okay? Only two people you'll find that was saved on sight. The first one we see in the Old Testament, his name was Abraham. God appeared, and I have to move on, but you get the picture. Abraham was saved on sight. Jesus appeared to him, and Abraham believed God, and it was counted for him to righteousness. And Abraham was the father of the Jewish nation. He was the first, if you will, the first Hebrew, the first Jew. So there's a picture there. Abraham was saved by sight. He appeared to him. Nobody else was, till we get to the fellow by the name of Saul of Tarsus. He was saved on sight. Jesus appeared to him. Lord, what would thou have me to do? And I wish I could tell you that the importance of those two things, of why that was so important. But we are saved. That does not mean that they were saved by faith. They believed God. It was counted for him to righteousness. I'm just saying the Lord literally appeared to them. Big difference from anybody else. And he says this. Let me move on. Am I not free? After he says, am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Paul was a free man in two instances. First of all, that he was under no one's authority but Jesus Christ. He didn't have to answer nobody spiritually, but Jesus Christ. I'm free. And by the way, we're free in Christ. Amen. But he mentioned more than just free in Christ. He was talking about the authority he had as an apostle. I'm a free. He had something that nobody else except those other ones would have, that apostleship. By the way, there are no more apostles. When John the Revelator died, whatever year it was, that was as the apostle. Anyway, also, the second way he was free, he was of Roman citizenship, and he was not a bondman to any human. We know about his citizenship. So he's a free man. He enjoyed certain rights and privileges of other Roman citizens that some Jewish people didn't have, and rights and privileges of being in Christ. So he made that statement, am I not free? Then he made this statement, that question. We look at it as a question, but literally, it's a statement. Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Personally, face to face. And we've already discussed that about on the road to Damascus, he saw him face to face, that bright light. And I personally believe that when he was in the desert of Arabia, we read this in the book of Galatians, that he was there for 3 years. Paul the Apostle was in the desert of Arabia for 3 years. I believe the Bible shows and teaches that Jesus Christ taught Paul. Where did Paul get all that Bible doctrine he got from? You don't get Bible doctrine in the Gospels. I'm talking church doctrine. You don't get them in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Those are the Gospels. You get church doctrine from Romans all the way to, you know, the rest of his epistles. Where did Paul get his church doctrine? I submit to you that Jesus taught him face to face for 3 years. And what a teacher that, teaching that must have been. I shared with somebody this past week. No, it's been 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks. Time's gotten away. About during the millennial reign of Christ. Do you know that we're going to sit at the feet of Jesus during the millennial reign of Christ, that we are going to go to Jerusalem where he's going to rule and reign, and we're going to sit and learn at Jesus' feet? What a Sunday school class that's going to be. The Word of Life teaching us the Word of Life. So I believe Paul had the privilege of sitting at the feet of Jesus while he's out there in the desert, just him and the Lord. Can the Lord take care of him when he was in the desert for 3 years? Of course he could. He took care of them crazy Israelites for 40 years in the wilderness. Fed them, quail, manna, the water, their shoes for 40. They didn't have to go to Walmart and buy shoes or anything. The Lord took care of them. Same thing with the apostle. Have I not seen the Lord? No doubt he had seen the Lord. No doubt about it. It's stated in 1 Corinthians 15:8. And last of all, he was seen of me also as one that was born out of due time. And that's what I was talking about, being saved. He was pre-born, referring back to his conversion on the road to Damascus, okay? And then in verse number 1, wow, and I got to get 11 verses this morning. Are ye not my work in the Lord? Literally, the proof is in the pudding. If nobody else believes, surely you ought to believe. You're my proof. The proof is in the pudding. What I've done with you, I've labored. I started the church there, led you to the Lord. We baptized you, even though not everybody. Remember 1 Corinthians, I'm glad I baptized none of you except Stephanas and those others. And anyway, I started that. I labored among you. You're my proof of my apostleship. Verse number 2. If I be not an apostle to others, if others don't believe this, at least you should know this. Because me staying with you, just again, for just Bible reference, Corinth was the longest he stayed with anybody in 18 months, except one other group of people. And who was that? No, preachers, you don't answer this. You Bible students, what church and group of people did Paul stay with the longest in his ministry that we find? Preacher, you can't answer. Layperson, you're a preacher. You can't say that. You know this. We've taught this. Ephesus. He was in Ephesus for 2 years teaching them. Remember, matter of fact, we read in the book of Acts where in Ephesus he meets the elders by the sea, and he said, I'm reading this morning in when we received the offering, where Paul said, you know how I've labored among you and I didn't take anything from you, and I labored among you and I've taught you many things. And remember, he said, teaching you how it's more blessed, that Jesus said, how it's more blessed to give than to receive. He was with them for 2 years, and then I love this part. It's the last verse of that chapter, whatever chapter that was, 18 or chapter that was. He said, and the elders wept. I could just picture them. They hugged Paul, and they were weeping, not because of his words, but because they said they're not going to see his face any longer.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through 1 Corinthians. And come join us this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church for special guest speaker Dr. Phil Stringer. He'll be with us during the 11 a.m. worship hour, and the Morrison sisters will be with us during the 6 p.m. worship hour. That's February 16th, 11 a.m. for Dr. Phil Stringer, and 6 p.m. for the Morrison sisters. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.